Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will face the leader of the opposition, Keir Starmer, in the House of Commons today. It will be his first full day in the job. His new cabinet is in place. He sacked a number of his predecessor's ministers and others resigned. Unlike Liz Truss, he has already spoken by phone to the Scottish and Welsh first ministers. There's no answer at Stormont. Chris Heaton-Harris remains in place as Northern Secretary. He says he will call a new election on Friday if there's no agreement from the DUP to return to power sharing. Peter Cardwell is political editor of Talk Radio. He's also a former special advisor to four UK cabinet ministers up to 2020. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
And Peter, two of those were Northern secretaries. Do you think it's the right move by Rishi Sunak to keep Chris Heaton-Harris in place?
Yes, I do. It helps him in a number of ways. One is just consistency. There have been quite a number of Northern Ireland secretaries in the last number of years. There's been a lot of chopping and changing, and I think that a bit of consistency for the Northern Ireland parties and the people of Northern Ireland is a good idea. Politically, here in London, it does help Rishi Sunak in terms of the fact that Chris Heaton-Harris was an ally of Boris Johnson. Rishi Sunak wanted to build a united cabinet, one which represented areas of the Conservative Party that were loyal to Boris Johnson, to Liz Truss and other factions as well. And Chris Heaton-Harris in that senior role as Northern Ireland Secretary helps Rishi Sunak in that respect as well.
Chris Heaton-Harris has been very clear in recent weeks. He will call an election on Friday if there's no agreement on the protocol. Now, that agreement is highly unlikely. Do you think he will ultimately decide on the election, or ultimately will that yes or no come from Number 10?
I think there will be consultation. I know that Number 10 at a senior level is aware of the situation, is engaging with the situation, and in fact there's a senior aide to Rishi Sunak who I know is particularly engaged with this. So I would imagine that Chris Heaton-Harris will not do this unilaterally, and I know that there will be a consultation with Number 10 before it happens, but nonetheless that's what the legislation says. The only way that can be changed is if there is an agreement between now and midnight tomorrow night, which is unlikely as you say, or if there is a change in primary legislation in the House of Commons, and I think the likelihood of that is very low. But this is nonetheless a crisis that Rishi Sunak will have to deal with in his very first days as Prime Minister.
And he's going to be very busy already keeping the economy afloat. Some very well-placed people in Britain are suggesting that Britain might even be heading for bailout territory from the IMF. Who knows? But how high a priority, Peter, is the protocol and sorting that out to get Stormont back into action for Number 10?
I think it's a priority, but I don't think it's the number one priority. There are very, very many issues that Rishi Sunak is dealing with. And of course, we heard in his speech yesterday in Downing Street, I was standing about 20 yards from him as he gave it. He talked about the economy. He talked about the real peril that the UK economy is in. So that's going to be his number one priority. But certainly the protocol, the tail end of Brexit that is just not sorted yet, is certainly going to be a priority for Prime Minister Sunak. He will engage with it. I think we'll have greater engagement with Northern Ireland than perhaps his two predecessors in Liz Truss and Boris Johnson.
What are you expecting from Prime Minister's questions today? He is a politically inexperienced person now in charge of the UK as Prime Minister. Will that inexperience show today against Keir Starmer?
I actually think Rishi Sunak is more experienced than you say. I mean, he was Chancellor of the Exchequer for 2 years through a pandemic. And whilst that may not be a hugely long period in terms of time, the experience that you gain from being in a crisis, I think, is very helpful. Certainly, you're right in that he only became an MP in 2015. His rise has been rapid. It'll be interesting to see the dynamic between him and Keir Starmer. They're both details people. They're both very serious people. And I think that There will be a very different dynamic between Keir Starmer and Rishi Sunak than there was between him and Liz Truss and him and Boris Johnson. But of course, every Prime Minister has a different style. The question, I suppose, is whether there is a line or a very memorable thing that's said at Prime Minister's questions. We remember that when David Cameron took over in 2005, he said of Tony Blair, he was the future once, and suddenly Tony Blair looked a little bit old. So we'll see what happens, and we'll see if there is any of those lines. But my thought is that both Keir Starmer and Rishi Sunak are technocrats, essentially, and they will have policy-based arguments rather than personality-based arguments.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much. Peter Cardwell, political editor of Talk Radio in Britain.